Farm incomes dropping significantly over the past 2 years. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today, brought to you by the 62nd Annual Farm Science Review, coming up September 17th, 18th, and 19th, with over 600 exhibitors serving farms of all types and sizes. Buy your tickets online at fsr.osu.edu. Farmers will see a 7% drop in their net farm incomes this year compared to last year, and a 23% drop compared to just 2 years ago. That's according to the USDA's latest net farm income report. Sabrina Halverson has more.
Administrator of USDA's Economic Research Service, Spiro Stefano, says despite a forecast calling for lower farm incomes this year, the financial health of the farm sector is still strong.
In terms of the balance sheet for the ag sector, overall, equity is increasing about 2.7%. This is driven by farmland values, building values, and those farmland and buildings account for about 80% of farm assets. Debt has also increased, but at a slower rate, at about 1.6%. So we see the debt-to-equity ratio falling, which is an improvement, and so is the debt-to-asset ratio.
But prices that farmers are getting for many of their crops continue to fall. USDA is predicting a 12% drop in crop receipts. But he points out that it's offset a little by a 1% drop in production expenses.
The production expenses have been revised downward. Feed and fertilizer, pesticide expenses, as well as fuels and oils.
He also says direct government payments to farmers will be lower in 2024 than they were last year. House Committee on Agriculture Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson, a Republican from Pennsylvania, has a different take. Thompson says USDA's September update to the Farm Financial Outlook continues to present a bleak picture. Thompson says the numbers are more than just data points on spreadsheets, and they tell the story of struggling American farmers desperate for relief, certainty, and stability. He points the issue back to the Farm Bill and says it's time to put partisan bickering and red lines aside and pass a Farm Bill. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
Get ready for the 62nd Annual Farm Science Review, September 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's more than a farm show. Explore over 600 exhibitors providing equipment, services, and education for farms of all types and sizes. Tickets can be purchased at participating OSU Extension offices, agribusinesses, and online. fsr.osu.edu to buy your Farm Science Review tickets now and plan your show visit. The 62nd Farm Science Review, September 17th. 18 and 19.
With a look back at Friday's grain markets, here's Andy Eubank along with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They spoke just before the close of trade on Friday.
Brian, up and down markets throughout the week, but we've seen some gains in recent sessions, followed by a pretty flat market for corn on Thursday and slightly lower again on Friday. But beans have been pretty strong, now selling off as you and I speak on Friday. So fundamentally, I think that things remain pretty bearish, but we've seen some positivity here and there. For example, the one-day delayed Friday morning export sales report, pretty good. Let's start there.
Yeah, we did have a good export sales report. Thanks for having me, as always, Andy. It was delayed, as you said, till Friday. Just looking at the list of buyers here that we saw, for example, it was pretty good variety here on corn. We saw Mexico buy a large chunk of new crop. We also saw Colombia, Japan come in there and buy unknown, a good chunk of new crop. So, and we also saw some good business for new crop beans. Again, a good variety of buyers, highlighted by China, of course, leading the way. Regardless, it's nice to see these low prices at least catch the eye, apparently, of end users and at least give us some hope there from a producer standpoint that we can start to see some consolidation.
Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Settlements from Friday, December corn down 4.5 cents to 406.25. March 4.75 lower at 424.5. November soybeans, though, falling 18.5 to 10.05. January, 19 cents lower at 10.22.5. And December wheat dropping 7.75 to 5.67. In the livestock markets, October live cattle sharply lower for the second straight day, down $1.95 to $175.30. And October lean hogs closing $1.05 lower on Friday at $79.65. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.